بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us a complete and perfect deen. With regard to the perfection of the deen of Islam, the hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif: جَاءَ يَهُودِيٌ إِلَىٰ عُمَرُ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. On one occasion, a Jewish person came to Umar رضي الله عنه, and he said to him, O Umar, you Muslims have been given such a verse in your Quran, that if such a verse had to be revealed to us, the Jews, we would have taken the day of its revelation as a day of Eid, a day of celebration, a day of rejoicement. When Umar radiallahu anhu inquired from him as to which verse he was referring to, he recited the verse of Quran that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the latter part of his life: Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah at large, that today I have completed your way of life for you, and in doing so I have perfected my favors upon you, and I, that is Allah, have become pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. Looking at the circumstances surrounding the revelation of this verse, what was the day? It was the day of Friday, Yawmul Jumu'ah. What was the place? It was the plains of Arafat. What was the occasion? It was Hajjatul Wada', the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the gathering like? Perhaps the largest gathering of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in one place at that time. Such significance, such honor surrounding the revelation of this particular verse. What message is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving? That from the inception of insan in this world, it was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sent Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam for the hidayat of mankind. And in the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these anbiya came into this world. And they were given different sets of laws, rules and regulations, which their communities were required to abide by. For some nations of the past, marriage to relatives was forbidden. For others, consumption of certain types of meat was forbidden. For others, to make usage of a garment which became soiled with impurity was impermissible. They had to get rid of and discard that garment. But the culmination, the pinnacle, the perfection of deen, the way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for us, was not given to Nuhun Najiyullah. It was not given to Musa Kalimullah. It was not given to Ibrahim Khalilullah. It was not given to Isa Ruhullah. But it was given to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to His Nabi. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah says, I have become happy. I am pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. This honor given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected brothers and elders, is nothing surprising. Because if we have to look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect of his life, Allah gave him only the best. If we look at the place of residence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina Munawwara, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning from a journey. And in the distance he sees the mountains of Madina Munawwara. He says to his Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Inna hadihi tayba. Inna hadihi tayba, this is the blessed city of Madina Munawwara. Askananiha Rabbi Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the city for me. In another narration, Inna ala kulli naqbim minha malaikatun yahrusunaha. Every entrance to Madina Munawwara, they are angels, they are malaika guarding the city of Madina Munawwara. When it came to his place of residence, Allah gave him only the best. When it came to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his code of conduct, Aisha radiallahu anha describes it, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. If you want to know the code of conduct, the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an embodiment of the Holy Qur'an. Qur'an describes it, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. As ulama explain, O Nabi, Allah is addressing his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka. It is as though Allah is saying to him, you have been given the franchise of good character. If anybody from now till the day of Qiyamah wishes to learn good conduct, wishes to learn good akhlaq, good character, he will have to come to your doorstep. When it came to his character, Allah gave him only the best. Similarly, when it came to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there also Allah gave him only the best. As the poet says in Arabic, وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala derived the name of his Nabi from his very own name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ, Allah's sifat, Allah's name is Mahmud, the praiseworthy being. And from the very same root letters in Arabic, Ha, Mim, Dal, Allah is Mahmud, his Nabi is Muhammad, also the praiseworthy being. When it came to his name also, Allah gave him only the best. When it came to his companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there also Allah gave him the best. Inna Allah nazara fi qulubil ibad. That prior to creating insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked into the hearts of mankind. فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. He found the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the most pure. So he chose this heart to reside in the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. And once again Allah looked into the hearts of mankind. فَوَجَدَ قُلُوبَ أَصْحَابِهِ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. He found the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be the best, the most pure hearts. فَجَعَلَهُمْ وُزَرَاءَ نَبِيِّهِ يُقَاتِلُونَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Allah chose these hearts to be the vicegerents of his Rasul, to be the defenders of his deen, when it came to his companions also. When it came to his Sahaba also, Allah gave him only the best. In every aspect of his life, Allah gave his Nabi only the best. Therefore, when it came to the way of life, the code of conduct, the rules and regulations that he was required to abide by, that his ummah were required to abide by, there also it is no surprise that Allah gave him only the best. Allah has given you and I this honor, the status, kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of nations sent into this earth. What is the status of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Having understood that Allah gave his Nabi only the best, we can then understand that the recipients, the heirs of this deen, those who will bear the weight of the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the recipients of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also had to be the best. What is the status of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we look among the nations of the past, we will find that there were many women folk who devoted their lives to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave up their desires, they gave up their time, and they became close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it came to naming the leader of the woman of Jannah, then we hear it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose who? Not from any of the nations of the past, وَفَاطِمَةُ سَيِّدَةُ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. But Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of this ummah. Similarly, if we look amongst the nations of the past, there were many youth who sacrificed their time, their energy, their passions, their desires. They dedicated themselves, devoted their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once again, when it came to naming the leader of the youth of Jannah, wal Hasan wal Husayn sayyida shababi ahli al Jannah. Hasan and Husayn radiallahu anhuma, the grandchildren of this ummah. If you looked amongst the nations of the past, there were different nations who were given divine scriptures. But their divine scriptures stayed written in book form. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anajiluhum fi sudurihim. Their divine scripture did not stay written in some book, stored on some shelf. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummah the ability to commit the Quran Sharif to memory, Somewhere it is a 15-year-old child. Somewhere it is a 12-year-old child. Somewhere it is a 10-year-old child. Barely old enough to dish out his own food. But the Holy Quran, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been committed to memory. Again, this gift, this ability was given only to this ummah. If you look amongst the nations of the past, different anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it came to the call to salah, the adhan that we hear called out 5 times a day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'adhinuna atwalun nasi a'naqan yawm al-qiyamah. That on the day of Qiyamah, when the entire mankind will be present, the shuhada will be there, the siddiqeen will be there, the awliya will be there, the pious people will be there. But towering above all of them will be the muadhin. Those who called out the adhan, the call to salah, this gift of adhan also was given only to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the status, this is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Not just to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but to every reciter of kalima. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. To every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntum khayra ummatin. You have been given this title, you have been given this honor, you have been given this position. You are the best in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look into the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises amongst many other nations the Bani Israel. In the emphatic and clear terminology of Quran, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, Allah says we gave them virtue and honor that we had not given to anybody else. But just one incident for us to understand the zeal, the spirit of sacrifice of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Bani Israel were given the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that enter Baytul Maqdis. Residing in Baytul Maqdis is a very powerful nation. The command comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wage war with them. Take them out of Baytul Maqdis and you will now reside here. Your progeny will reside in the city. The Bani Israel turned to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, we understand. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that He is asking of us. But unfortunately, we lack the ability, we lack the strength, we lack the military power. So therefore, with all respect to you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ, you and your Allah may go forward and fight. إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ, we are not moving, we are not taking one step. What did Allah say about them? فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, we gave them virtue, we gave them honor, we gave them status that we had not given to anybody else. But when faced with a difficult situation, a test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was their reaction? فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ, O Musa, you and your Allah go forward. إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ, we are not moving from our places. Analyze that in light of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A similar situation is facing the Muslim army. Very small in number, they are facing a kuffar army, 3 times their number. The Muslims are ill-equipped. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah have weapons on their side. They have strength, they have the numbers on their side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O my Sahaba, O my companions, what is your guidance? What is your mashwara? What response is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Rasul of Allah, لا نقول لك كما قال بنو إسرائيل لموسى. We will not say to you as Banu Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, that you and your Allah go forward. فذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا ها هنا قاعدون. But what is our response? What is the response of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Nabi of Allah, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ, you and your Allah go forward. إِنَّا مَعَكُمَا مُقَاتِلُونَ, we are right by your side. We will not abandon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how difficult it is, no matter what challenge is ahead of us. The entire world may seem to be against us. The system of this world may seem to be against us. But this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we are right by your side. لَنُقَاتِلَنَّ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكَ, we will fight on your right, on your left, in front of you, behind you. But we will not abandon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke about Bani Israel, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, we gave them such virtue and honor that we had not given to anybody else. Analyze their response in light of the response of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given you and I the status. Kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of nations. You are given the honor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are given the status. But my respected brothers and elders, it is an accepted principle in this world also, that as a person's status rises, so does his responsibility increase. Take a simple factory worker, he does not have much status, he is not well known. But at the same time, his responsibilities are minimal. On the contrary, take the CEO of a large company. He is well known, he's famous, his name appears in the newspaper. He has a fancy car, he has the titles behind his name. But together with that, what are his responsibilities? At the end of the year, he is responsible to the, he has to answer to the shareholders. He has to take care of the expenses of that company. He has to manage that company. He has to take the responsibility home with him. His status is higher, would that his responsibility is increased. The same principle is applied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I that status. Kuntum khayra ummatin, the status is there for you. But would that your responsibility is increased. What is your responsibility? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you into this world not as a selfish nation, but as an ummah that will be misbahul huda, a lantern of guidance, miftahun lil khair, a key towards goodness, mighlaqun lil shar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent each and every one of us into this world. It is not the responsibility of the ulama, of the pious people. It is the responsibility of every single reciter of kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will become an embodiment of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Rabiul Awwal has come. We speak about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What about the responsibility that he has left for you and I? Whether it be in the workplace, you will become a lantern of guidance. Whether it be at home, whether it be through your conduct with your neighbors, whether it be through your dealings in the business place, whether it be the way you conduct yourself on holiday, you will become a lantern of guidance. You will become a shining ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our responsibility. Allah has given you and I that honor. How sad it is to see that youngster who has Quran Sharif in his heart, and the parent phones the ustad in madrasa or maktab that I wish to take leave. I wish to apply for leave for my child. He has done well in school. I'm taking him to Disneyland. That youngster who has Quran Sharif in his heart puts the television on and he sees some actor with some haircut and he feels, I need to have this hairstyle. That young girl who is a reciter of Kalima La ilaha illallah walk into her bedroom and you see that poster on the wall of some actress or some pop star. This is my idol. This is who I want to become like. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I such honor, such status, it is not befitting of us to lower ourselves in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not befitting of a believer, a reciter of kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to submit to any other way than the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this lies our success. Not only in the akhirat, in dunya as well. If a person wants happiness in his married life, a person wants happiness in his social life, a person wants prosperity in his business, a person wants contentment, peace, then look no further than the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our responsibility, my respected brothers and elders, that we embrace and accept the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a times we hear the complaint, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being bombarded from all angles, whether it be in Syria, whether it be in Burma, whether it be in Palestine, whether it be in our own country. We know the increase of hijackings, of robberies, of kidnappings. Ulama give a very beautiful example. Take a young child to the zoo and show him the lion which is behind bars. The child will walk up to the cage, he'll put his hands between the bars. If the lion roars at him, he'll scream back at that lion. Why? Because he understands this is a caged lion. It cannot harm me in any way. But let the announcement be made that that lion has managed to escape from its cage. then leave that small child, even the bodybuilder also, will turn and run. He'll run for his life because he understands that the threat is imminent. The danger is real. Similarly, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the help of Allah is with us. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُولَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Our help is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the anbiya. And those who believe, those who have iman, our help is with them. But the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have become like a caged lion. The help of Allah is with us. But the enclosure of our gunas and sins, our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our abandoning the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has removed fear from the hearts of the enemies of Islam. When we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, in tawbah, and we correct our lifestyle and bring our lifestyle back onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the bars will be removed, the cage will be flung open. At that time when the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will let out a roar, when the lion will leave that cage, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. For us to understand what is our position, what is our status, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us, let us understand, respected brothers and elders, yes, there will be difficulties in this world. There will be temptations in this world. Holidays will come. We will be tempted to visit places of vice, places of intermingling between males and females. There will be a family function where the commands of Allah are being broken. There will be different temptations in the business. But at that time, if we keep the hereafter, the akhirat in front of us, very briefly, just for us to understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not waiting to punish us. Allah is waiting to reward us. The hadith appears in Muslim Sharif of the last person who will be taken out of the fire of Jahannam. After all, the mu'mineen will be sent to Jannah. The disbelievers will be sent to Jahannam. And those people who had iman in their hearts but were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also go into Jahannam. Finally, after atoning for their sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce to the malaika, go into Jahannam and pull out those people who have even a small amount of iman in their hearts. The malaika will go and they'll find one person. They'll pull him out of the fire of Jahannam. He'll turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, anqidhni minan nar. Oh Allah, I have one request only. Save me, deliver me from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address this person, O my slave. I know that I have created man such that the moment I give him a finger, he'll take the hand. What guarantee do I have that if I fulfill this request of yours, you won't ask for something else? This person in desperation, he'll take an oath in the name of Allah, Ya Rabbi, wa izzatik, I take an oath in your honor. That this is my last and final request. Just deliver me from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will say, your request is granted. This person will come out of Jahannam and in the distance, he'll see the door of Jannah, the beauty of the door of Jannah. And once again, the desire will come into his heart. He'll call out to Allah, Ya Rabbi, qaddimni inda babil Jannah. Oh Allah, one last request I have. Just take me close to the door of Jannah. Once again Allah will say to him, Oh my slave, did I not tell you? I know how you have been created, you'll never be satisfied. What guarantee do I have? This is your last request. Again he'll take an oath, Ya Rabbi wa izzatik. I take an oath in your honor, this is my last and final request. Allah will accede to this request of his. And then when he reaches the door of Jannah, now he will look into Jannah. And he'll see the rivers, and he'll see the bounties and the palaces of Jannah. And once again he'll call out to Allah, Ya Rabbi. Adkhilni al-Jannah, O Allah, one last request, just enter me into Jannah. This is my last request. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address him. Finally Allah will say, no problem, your request is granted, enter him into Jannah. And then what will Allah say to him? That, Ya Abdi, tamanna ma shi't. Desire whatever you want. Ask ourselves, the person says to us, close your eyes for 10 seconds and desire what you want in this world. Where and where won't a person's mind go to? I want a house like this, a car like this, a bed like this, a holiday like this. This person will desire and desire and desire. And finally, when he reaches the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, O my slave, all that you have desired times 10 is for you. All of that you have desired times 10 is for you. At this point, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the narrator of the hadith, began to smile. His students asked him, "Oh Abdullah, why are you smiling?" He said, "When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this hadith, he also began to smile. When we asked him, 'Oh Nabi of Allah, why are you smiling?' He said, 'Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will smile at the response of this person when he is given these bounties of Jannah and he responds to Allah, أَوَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh Allah, are you making a mockery of me? Are you joking with me? You are رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So many bounties for me. I hardly had any good deeds in my life. Just by virtue of having iman, the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give each and every one of us. We can understand, respected brothers and elders, how important it is for us to protect this gift of iman. How important it is for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring our lifestyle onto the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Rabi'ul Awwal is here. Let us not take it for granted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent to us. We are very fortunate. We are the ummah that has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time has come for us to make a deal with Allah. That from today, I will bring my life onto the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what the challenges, no matter what the difficulties may be. But I will dedicate my life to you, O Allah, with my eye on the hereafter, the akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.